Okay, let's talk about body part splits. You know what I'm talking about. Monday chest, Tuesday back, Wednesday arms, Thursday legs, Friday arms, Saturday arms, Sunday arms. Okay, maybe that was just my first body part split. Body part splits are obviously where you separate your training week into specific body parts. Duh. Thanks for that, Aaron. And look, here's the deal. I think for most people, they kind of suck. I say most people. If you are a high-level competitive bodybuilder or a physique athlete, then I am completely open to the idea that a body part split may be just what you need. But you also probably, if you are a competitive physique athlete, train 6 days a week, or you just do long training sessions. And so you can spend or you can devote a lot of time to each single body part. You probably have limited aspirations. You also, I should say, have limited aspirations in regards to your fitness. So you're not too fussed about how fast you run a 5K, how fast you row a 2K. You've no idea what an air bike does, and you've never seen a ski erg before. And so you only have to worry about getting your muscles as huge as possible. In which case, I will allow the notion that a body part split may be right for you. But if I know the people that follow me, and if I know the clients that I've coached over the years, then I know that none of them are physique, or none of you are really competitive physique athletes, because that's just not who my content is aimed at. That's not who I coach. That's not what I do for my own training. And so I know that almost 99.999% of you who may be listening to this are not bodybuilders of any sort. You like the idea of building muscle? Absolutely. Who doesn't? But you also kind of want to be strong with it. You want to be, dare I say, functional with it. And you don't want to feel out of breath after walking a couple of flights of stairs. You don't want to feel like you're so huge and so muscular that you're actually limited from taking part in the activities which you enjoy. You know, that might be sport. I know a lot of the guys that listen to this, and I know a lot of my clients do things like jiu-jitsu or rugby, or they like playing a bit of basketball or football on the weekends. Maybe you like going out rock climbing or hiking. Either way, you've got aspirations outside of just standing up on stage, bronze tan all over you, in your little Y fronts, tensioning your muscles for other people. If that's your cup of tea, absolutely fine. But for everyone else, don't do a body part split. And the reason being is simple. You don't have enough time during the week to fit it all in if you're doing a body part split. If you want to improve your cardiovascular fitness, you know, if you want to get better at running, if you want to give a go things like CrossFit workouts or endurance workouts, then you're going to have to find time to do that. Obviously, it takes time and it takes effort. And if you are also trying to fit in a body part split, you are going to run out of time and energy very, very quickly. Here's the reality. Unless you want to be the hugest, biggest, most muscularest bodybuilder that you can possibly be, you don't need to be spending that much time doing resistance training, lifting weights anyway. You need to be doing some, obviously. If you don't do any, you're not going to build any muscle and not get any stronger, obviously. But you don't need to be doing an hour's arm session once or twice a week. You don't need to be spending so long doing a session to work your pectorals that you can't also work other muscles around that. And this is one of the first things we change when I start working with someone. They'll oftentimes, we'll talk about what they've been doing for their training, and they'll be like, cool, well, I do like some chest on Mondays, some back on Tuesdays. And that's the first thing we change. Because more often than not, one of the biggest issues to start with is that people don't feel like they've got enough time to train. And then when I ask, well, how long do you have? They go, oh, I can get the gym 4 times a week. Well, that's plenty. We just need to be a bit smarter with our training, and we just need to prioritize the exercises that are going to give us more bang for our buck. Okay? We're talking about training economy. And if we're trying to factor in some conditioning on top of that, we're trying to factor in some sports practice or just some hobbies you've got, then we need to be really, really smart. And we need to prioritize the most important parts of our training and not spend any time or energy wasting our efforts. It's also why I'm not a huge fan of lengthy warm-ups, but that's a separate topic in a separate podcast. So, ditch the body part split. Full body, upper or lower. If you've got loads of time, You could do push, pull, legs, I suppose. But the most important thing that I want you to take away from this episode is that you'll be surprised how much you can get out of some very intense, very high quality work. And you'll be surprised how little you may need of it to start with. A lot of times I will send programs across to people, or I'll share my workouts with people who ask, and they'll say, is that it? It's like three exercises, maybe four exercises at a push. And yeah, that's it. You may think that you need a dozen exercises. You may feel like you need four different variations of bicep curls in order to hit every single part of your arms. And you can do that if you want, but you don't need to do it. And if you're struggling for time and effort every single week, if you feel like you're always cramming things in at the last minute, then one of the best things you can do is cut back on the overall volume of work you're doing and prioritize high quality, high intensity work instead. You'll be amazed what a workout consisting of front squats and chin-ups and weighted push-ups does for your strength levels and does to start kickstart that muscle building process. Three exercises. That is a tough workout, but it's only a tough workout if you do it really well, if you push yourself really hard and you do it with a lot of intensity. But it might only take you 30 minutes. You might do 40 minutes of work, those three exercises plus a warm-up, a little bit of rest in between, and you'll be done. You'll be cooked. And that's okay. We don't need to start adding more in straight away. You can do a full body workout three times a week. If you've only got three sessions a week, then it's probably your best bet anyway. That's going to achieve a couple of other things as well. First of all, it's going to cut back on that sensation of being overwhelmed by the volume of work you feel like you have to do. You probably follow people on Instagram who do hour and a half training sessions, who have six, seven, or eight different exercises per workout. And you might feel like that's what you have to do. It's not. It's not at all. You might feel like you have to have access to the most complex, modern gym machines, cable machines, weights machines, in order to maximally stimulate your muscle fibers and grow the biggest pectorals you possibly can. But you don't. They're nice to haves, not must haves. And I think sometimes it's easy for that line to be blurred, depending upon who you follow and who you engage with online. Again, a lot of times, this sort of information comes from those who are solely focused on building their physique. And so, squeezing as much out of every single workout is what they need to do when it comes to building muscles. But they're also not too worried about other things, and that's fine. If their sport is bodybuilding, if they're getting ready for a photo shoot, if their goals are entirely physique-based, i.e. how they look, how they present themselves, then their training will reflect that. But if your goals aren't exactly the same, then you would be wise to take their advice with a pinch of salt. It's not that nothing those individuals are doing is helpful. Often it's incredibly helpful, but we just don't need to go drink the Kool-Aid. We can take what is useful, we can take what is helpful, and then we can disregard the little extra percentages here or there. The same as we would do with any sport or any training modality. So you don't need to do a body part split. What you need to do is work your muscles hard a couple of times a week with a reasonable amount of intensity and a reasonable amount of training volume, i.e. sets and reps and weight and all that sort of stuff. And then we just reverse engineer that. More often than not, what works better for people, what works better for my own training and the training that I put together for my clients, is actually training muscles more than once a week. Training your legs twice a week. Training your arm muscles, your calf muscles, two, three, maybe if you're a bit of a weirdo, four times a week. That's absolutely fine. You don't need to have an arm day. You don't need to have a leg day. You just have exercises which train muscles, and you do them across the week, and you do them with varying intensity. As soon as you start labeling your days, you create a bit too much rigidity within that structure. And in actual fact, you're probably better off having a bit of flexibility. So, if you are short on time and you have a couple of different things you're trying to achieve, you want to get stronger, you want to get fitter, you want to, you know, change your body composition, change the way you look, you can do all those things, but you're probably better off not doing a body part split. You're probably better off doing full body workouts. You're probably better off doing strength days and conditioning days. So you might do one day where you hop on the rower, you hop on the air bike, or you go for a run. And your focus is purely on building your endurance and building your fitness, and your conditioning and whatnot. And then you have another day where it's just strength training stuff. And you go and do some heavy squats and you go and do some leg exercises. And then you finish up with an upper body pump. You know, you do some chin-ups, you do some dips, do some bicep curls. Obviously, you can do some bicep curls. So rather than being arm day, chest day, back day, you have conditioning day. You have strength day, or you have, I'm going out for a run on this day, and then I go in and I do my interval work on this day. So that each day achieves a different stimulus, or at least you know what you're trying to achieve, rather than it being about a certain body part. Upper body, lower body, conditioning. Works fantastic, works fantastic. It's simple enough so that you don't feel like you're having to keep a dozen on different plates spinning. But it still gives you enough wiggle room to change things up. So if you go in and your pecs are particularly sore on an upper body day, you can do minimal upper body pressing work. You could just do a couple of sets of bench press or some push-ups or some dumbbell press, and then you can devote more time and energy to back work, to shoulders, things like that. And then across the week, you can just mix things up a little bit, because you might find that after a particular conditioning day, your quads are a bit sore. Fine, you're not going to go crazy on the squats or the lunges or the leg press. You're going to do more work on your calves and your hamstrings and your glutes. Fantastic. That works out perfectly, because on our lower body day, we've got a bit of wiggle room. Whereas if you go for a run on a Wednesday and you've got a quad dominant day on a Thursday, you rock up and you sort of scratch your head thinking, how on earth am I going to train my quads today? They're in pieces already. So, unless you are a competitive physique athlete, unless your goal is solely on how you, your goal is solely focused on how you look, on how you present your body shape and composition, then look, stop doing body part splits. It's such low hanging fruit. It's such an easy change. And for most people, it's way more interesting. Let's be honest. How boring is it to go into the gym and train one body part? Like, it's really fucking boring. It's really boring. I don't know about you, but after two exercises for my chest, I'm just about done. I cannot fathom the idea of doing another one. At least not regularly. Maybe every now and again, that's absolutely fine. I'll catch a nice pectoral pump, all good. But for the most part, I want to change things up a little bit. I want to mix things up a little bit. I want to hit multiple muscle groups. I want to hit multiple exercises and movements. And you can do that. It's way more fun. It's way more interesting. And you'll find it's probably easier to fit it in across the week, because all of a sudden, you're not missing a whole body part if you can't do a workout. If you've got five workouts a week and you miss the fifth one, and that's the only time you train your back muscles, you go a whole week without training your back muscles. It's not ideal. Better to do shorter bite-sized bits and pieces for your muscles and accumulate volume over the week rather than risk missing a whole session. Again, there are exceptions to this, but I don't tend to work with those people anyway. Those individuals don't tend to follow me online. They don't tend to get much out of the content I put out. And so I'm not talking to them. You want to get fitter. You want to get stronger. You want to feel better within your body. You want to regain some confidence. You want to start kicking some ass. Drop the body part splits. Simple.